This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Lawrence Nelson, LAWRENCENELSEN. Date of birth 1/30/1941. Date of appointment 5/15/2023. Requesting physician of his Rehman, HAFEEZREHMAN. Dear Dr. Raymond, I have the pleasure of seeing Lawrence Nelson today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 82-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man. 3 months ago, he was... he was going to the gym and doing everything. Then he started... loss of strength 70%. He is ex-alcoholic and ex-smoker. He had couple of blood tests done, diagnosed with Coxsackie disease, slowly getting back his strength. Still is he has a weakness in the legs, have COPD and cancer of the prostate. He is unsteady on his feet. He went to the emergency room couple of time. He get weak. He has a strange feeling in the head. Insurance did not approve new MRI, but he had already had an MRI in November 30th. Which is normal. No problem in the hand. No speech problem. CT of the head and CT angiogram of the head done on April 23rd, 2023 is normal. He had a blood test in done including SAD rate, which is 16, CRP 0.4, rheumatoid factor negative, ANA is positive, Lyme antibody 0.06. Past medical history. Adenocarcinoma of the prostate, male hypogonadism, vitamin B12 deficiency, vitamin D deficiency, sinus tachycardia, left ventricular hypertrophy, chronic bronchitis, severe persistent asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, prostatic cancer, metastatic to the bone, severe persistent asthma, past surgical history, stent in the legs, herniorrhaphy, allergy to sulfa medication, fenestride, Zoloft, tamsulosin, Lupron, Azumeta, Buspar, aspirin 81 milligram, glucosamine, Nucala shot, Symbicort, Donepezil, Nubica, socialist. Does not smoke cigarette. He used to smoke and drink. He's retired. He's divorced. Lives with the fiance. Have 4 children. Family history: mother disease and 93, father disease, cancer of the colon. 1 sister disease, lymphoma. Review of the system: I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having memory loss, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, impotence. Physical examination: blood pressure 90/70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, wall sound, present neck supple. There is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination: patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. 3 pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Bilateral ptosis present. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination: strength 5/5, except hip flexor 4/5, and lower extremity 4.5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan: 82-year-old right-handed Caucasian man. Whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, myopathy. Number 2, rule out myasthenia gravis. Number 3, ptosis of the both side. Number 4, gait ataxia. Number 5, generalized weakness. Next paragraph: at this time I would like to order the blood test including CPK, aldolase, B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, and vitamin D. I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities. I would like to see him back in my office. After all, this test will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.